here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
We're going to shut up while that music plays. I like that tune.
That's a great tune. I saw him in concert years ago.
You know, who did that? Was it?
Eric Clapton.
It was Eric Clapton. I was going to say it was the old Derek from Derek and the Dominoes.
That was their song?
Yeah, Layla.
He redid that?
They did Layla.
Oh, okay.
That was Eric Clapton. Derek was Eric Clapton.
Ah, okay. You gosh, showing your age, bud. Lay Down
Stick
Sally.
You'll learn Sally. Stuff from me.
That's the song, if I'm driving down the road and that song comes up, somehow my volume goes to all the way up as soon as it comes on.
I tend to crank it for a lot of stuff.
It's a great song.
I love it. I still like it.
We're a couple old rockers, aren't we?
I know it. Yeah.
Hey, you know, just a minute ago in the last segment, we were talking about emails that we get when people send us an email asking if they can paint their basement walls. And you made the comment that years ago, painting the basement walls was considered finished basement years ago, right?
It was years ago.
Right now.
That was a dry basement.
Right now we have a gentleman with us that, I can say, invented Dry Basements Plus. 20 years ago started Dry Basements Plus, and today the owner of Basements Plus, Steve Iverson, is on with us. How you doing, Steve?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Phenomenal.
Life is good. You got to be happy. Thanks for taking this time out on a Sunday. It's your 20th anniversary. You guys are doing new stuff. You've won some great awards from the Building Industry Association. Talk to our audience about your company.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. You know, it is our 20th year. We started in 2003 with just my wife and I doing basement finishing strictly. You know, and so as time has gone on, we've evolved, you know, our services. We've added on great teammates, you know, new members to the family. And literally, I have, you know, a good percentage of my family working with us. I have, you know, me and my wife, my son Kyle joined us a year and a half ago, my two nephews, Brendan and Colby, my brother Craig. And then we have some, you know, lifelong friends and, you know, that really are part of the culture, a big part of the culture at Basements Plus. And so we are, you know, we're grateful that we've been able to do this for 20 years. And it's just been a lot of fun.
Smart hiring people that you know are going to take ownership, that you know you can trust coming in the building. And that's, boy, to be able to work with your family like that, what a blessing that is.
Yeah, it's great. I love coming to work every day, and you know, hopefully they do too. But you know, it's just you know, we have a great culture at our business. We have long-standing employees that, you know, have been there for 10, 15 years who have really helped build and shape, you know, our culture. And it's just, you know, we have a good time. You guys have been to our office and you've seen what we've got going on.
Yes.
There. And you know, I just love getting up and going to work.
What we like about you guys is that passion, is the fact that you enjoy what you do. It's not work if you enjoy it. You've expanded into the western side of the Lower Peninsula, too.
We did. We earlier this year, I would say March, we opened an office in Grand Rapids. And so we're serving the greater Grand Rapids area with all of our services. And those services have actually expanded over the years. We started out doing basement finishing, and our customers, you know, were struggling to find those that had some issues with their basements. Were struggling to find a good quality waterproofing or foundation repair company. So along the way, you know, we decided we needed to fill that gap ultimately so we could finish a basement, but then, you know, applied those services across the board. And so, you know, now we're doing basement finishing, waterproofing, structural repairs, crawl space repairs, and new to 2024, we'll be installing egress windows.
Now, you skipped over something that you kind of evolved into, which was indoor air quality and finishing lower levels. That almost becomes a necessity for a professional company like yours. You want to talk to that issue?
Yeah, we have dehumidifying component of our indoor air quality, and really humidity control and basement finishing is of the highest importance. If you have a moist basement, you're going to be uncomfortable. It's hard to heat and cool a moist basement, so you really need to dry the air out. We've got a dehumidifier that actually will circulate the air in the basement as well, so it's not just stale, stagnant air. We're dehumidifying, and we're moving, and we're cleaning the air in the same time.
Well, I love this. I mean, you started out with you and your bride finishing basements. You would probably have to refer out a repair, wait for them to come and do it. And as a homeowner, the fact that you do all that stuff now, I only have to call one company.
Turnkey.
And it's not just enough for you guys to make sure the basement's waterproofed and then make sure it's finished, but you want to make sure that they're breathing clean, healthy air once you... Because, Chuck, you and I are always talking about when it comes to that air down there, whether it's in a crawl space, a basement, like that corner sump pump room, you're making sure they don't have to deal with those issues once you're done with your
and
work.
And the egress window insulation, that's got to be a part of almost every project you do, and you guys do that now yourselves?
Yeah, so that, you know, anytime you're putting a bedroom in a basement or, you know, habitable living space is really, you know, what we're building down there. And so egress window becomes a very important piece of the puzzle when you're building out a basement and making sure you have safe means of egress.
I love that. So that's part of your design services on the front side as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So if somebody calls us for a basement finishing project, we do a free consultation, which is we're going to just come out, meet with you, talk to you, find out what it is, what the dream is really what we're trying to get after. And then we'll take this information back to, I have a CAD team in our office that do nothing but draw awesome floor plans for our customers day in and day out. And so they'll develop a floor plan with some 3D imaging. And at that point, we'll come back to you with a plan, a proposal, and say, this is what, you know, what we've got for you. This is what it's going to cost. And from there, it can change, obviously, and it typically does. But until this point, there's no charge. We're doing all this upfront design work on our dime because we really want you to visualize and understand what you're getting into.
That's a heck of an education for the buyer. People don't realize your decades of experience translates into a huge value for them in terms of what you'll teach them during that design process.
Yeah. Yeah. And our team has seen and, you know, and developed a ton of really cool projects. So it's a fun business because every single basement we get into is different. And so we get to design new things on a daily basis.
Steve, last week, Marie Osborne, senior news analyst here at WJR, was talking about a story of how people are moving back. The older generation, the parents are starting to move back in with their children. Do you see that as a need? Do you see a lot of that need when someone has a basement that's not finished? And because my thought is, I'm looking at your website right here, and you have a 12-month no payments here. If I wanted to move mom and dad in, finance this, and they can make the payments.
Wait for them to sell our house.
Exactly. Are you seeing a lot of that, Steve?
We do. We see a lot of that, whether it's mom and dad or college kids coming home from school. And, you know, it takes a while for that group to be able to afford a house, especially in today's economy. But, I mean, it's a great choice, you know, moving your parents into the basement, keeping them at home as long as possible. And our financing is awesome right now. We have a November special going on 1 year. No interest, no payments. And it's an unsecured loan, so you can keep,
Forgive me, we got to run to a break. Can you hold on with us during the break and come back?
You got it. Yep.
God bless you. We like that.
And you know what? Electrician, everyone can trust out there that we have referred to so many people. They probably put in 10 generators a day is probably their average. Oak Electric, they just moved. They're only getting larger, just like Basements Plus. If you need any electrical work, make sure you contact Oak Electric.